Hello, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. To help us along our radio tour of the trail, we're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook, available at ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Society, and the financial trustee for the trail. Today we're taking a look at the site of a patriotic American whose historical marker is located at East Berry between Barr and Lafayette. It was placed there by the Fort Wayne Civil War Roundtable in May 1965, and it reads, Mother George, Civil War Nurse, 1808-1865. The first Fort Wayne home of Mrs. Eliza E. George was near this spot. At the age of 54, she helped to make Civil War nursing history. Mother George, as she was known to thousands of Union soldiers, served with frontline troops in Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. Time after time, she braved Confederate gunfire to comfort the sick and wounded. Mother George died at her post in Wilmington, North Carolina on May 9, 1865, a victim of typhoid fever, contracted from returning prisoners. Eliza Hamilton George, Mother George, was born in Bridgeport, Vermont in 1808 and married W.L. George before coming to Fort Wayne sometime prior to 1850. In that year, one of her daughters, also named Eliza, married another young newcomer to the city, Cyan Bass, who had arrived from Kentucky in 1849. Cyan Bass joined the Army in 1861 at the outbreak of the Civil War and helped organize the 30th Regiment of Indiana Volunteers. He was chosen to be its first commander. At the Battle of Shiloh in April 1862, Cyan was killed leading a charge of his regiment against Confederate lines. This loss of her son-in-law and the news of the terrible suffering of Union soldiers everywhere made a great impression on Mrs. George. Early in 1863, she applied for duty in the Sanitary Commission, the forerunner of the Army Nurse Corps. Her value as a nurse was quickly realized in the rapidly overflowing hospitals in Memphis, her first duty station. Here, she was soon commended enthusiastically by those for whom she worked, from the beleaguered doctors in the field to Indiana's Governor Oliver P. Morton. Her care of soldiers caught the imagination of the Indiana press as well. The Indianapolis News, for example, told of the occasion she sat for 20 hours with a young, frightened soldier holding ice against his bleeding wound. Whenever she tried to have someone relieve her, the boy so painfully begged her to stay that she forgot her own weariness and applied the ice again. Near the end of the war, Mother George, as she had come to be called affectionately by the soldiers, was assigned to the Army Hospital in Wilmington, North Carolina. There at the same time came nearly 11,000 newly freed Union prisoners of war. Mother George gave herself completely to relieve the suffering of these men, but in an outbreak of typhoid among the troops, the exhausted Mother George contracted the disease and died on May 9, 1865, scarcely a month after the end of the war. Her body was brought back to Fort Wayne, where she was buried with full military honors in Lindenwood Cemetery, the only woman to have been so honored there. Later that same year, the Indiana Sanitary Commission and the Fort Wayne Ladies' Aid had a monument erected in her memory in the cemetery. Well, we've come to the end of our trail today, and we're out of time for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.